It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
The grains have been under some pretty heavy pressure since May, with most of the markets closing the month out with some pretty big losses. Well, that was all the way up until August. We started to see a little bit better performance with the end of the August trading. We'll talk about that when we return from this break.
Opportunities aren't always easy to recognize. They can occur anytime, and usually when you aren't prepared or are too busy. That's where we come in. We do risk management. That's all we do. Whether it's deciding on government programs to deciding on which crop insurance policy best fits your operation, Martinson Ag can properly evaluate the best direction to protect your investment. As commodity brokers and insurance agents, we evaluate risk. Contact Martinson Ag Risk Management today, 701-205-4200.
Last week, we wrapped up the month of August trading, and it was actually a little bit surprisingly better than anticipated. Of course, we started to finally start to see some demand pop into the marketplace where China's been buying a little bit more soybeans. We've seen Mexico in buying a little bit more corn, and unknown destination coming in buying both corn and soybeans to the tune of making it, giving this market a little bit of strength. That was enough to, with weather concerns, as we're looking at some warmer, drier conditions moving across the Corn Belt, which is helping to give the market some support. They're expecting that some of these yields will be trimmed. Most anticipate that we've seen the largest production estimate come from USDA in the August report. So now we'll start to see a little bit of maybe fine-tuning of the production numbers as we go forward. And it's likely USDA is going to have to make some adjustments to the harvested acres category, especially for corn and soybeans in the northern plains, where we've seen more prevent plant than anticipated, and of course the drought out that we had from the spring. But we actually helped to support the August market along with the strong demand and technical signals are now starting to improve to show a little bit of maybe bottoming action as far as some of the markets are concerned. We still lost ground on August, but we've trimmed our losses by quite a bit as Minneapolis wheat finished down a half a cent to 2.5 cents. Chicago wheat was down anywhere from a half a cent to 1 cent. We did see Kansas City actually finish a half a cent to 2.75 cents lower. Over in the corn market, about the same scenario played out, but actually friendly news as far as the December corn market is concerned. It finished up 1.25 cents, while the March was up 3.25 cents. Soybeans continue to see some pressure, though, as that market dropped anywhere from 22 to 22.5 cents. Soybean meal was down $3 to $4, while bean oil was down anywhere from 16 to 31 cents. Canola also seeing some struggling as that finished down about $8 to $9. Cattle markets continue to struggle, though. They just can't seem to be able to find their footing. And we're still seeing that as we start September. Live cattle dropped anywhere from $8 to $10, while feeder cattle were down anywhere from $16 to $18. Lean hogs actually had a better performance as they were up $4 to $6. In the outside markets, crude oil dropped $6. Gold was up almost $92. The dollar was down 2 full cents, and we saw the Dow Jones gain only 74 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.